You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Thank you. daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, it's Radiola, and this week we note a warming trend. Not necessarily musically, but just in passing. We began with a Victor Mixed Chorus, Songs of the Past, number 10, Harrigan Heart Melodies, referring to the early, early Broadway work of Ned Harrigan and Tony Hart. Those songs were actually written by Ned Harrigan and David Braham for shows ranging from about 1878 for the next few years. Very popular and pioneering stuff, and well worth considering. And the Victor Mix Chorus, of course, had a lot of people you recognize. Probably you heard Billy Murray in there, and the whole stable of Victor artists were in there doing their bit in 1916. And those were old songs even then. Yes. Al Galadoro, Dizzy Fingers, 1946. That's off the transcription that I've played before, but that's a new transfer, and it sounds good. Willard Robeson with our theme, Wake Up Chillin', 1929. And The other night we were at a performance in Syracuse. Actually, we've been to Syracuse twice this past week, and we'll give both accounts on those. We saw a performer who goes by the name of Poor Baby Bree. Her name is actually Bree Benton, and in addition, the show that she did didn't have any Harrigan Heart stuff in it, although she had participated in a performance of that some time ago, but the show we had a lot of great old music in it, woven. Let's get our verb tenses correct. Woven into a nice cabaret narrative that was very, very engaging. Wonderful stuff, and we're so glad we got out there for that. And Bree was recommended to me by Al Duval, who listens to this show, and I really appreciate having, we went out there and really enjoyed it, so we appreciate that a lot. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm going to play some songs that Bree sang in her program, which is I'm Going to Run Away, Poor Baby Bree, and you'll see that if you go to the Bree Benton website. Which I will try to link somewhere in this playlist. But some of the songs that she sang are songs we particularly enjoy, and they're not necessarily common ones. So I've included a few of those in this playlist. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm just glad to be here. And it's warming up. I'm thawing a bit here. It's nice. The Fleetwood Orchestra, Reuben Greenberg directing, 1926, Cover Me Up with Sunshine.
Baby town, see the heart go. torture, she loves torture, a gal that burns her down. Of all those dapper turning mamas, not one compares. For she stands endurance, carries fire insurance on everything she wears. When it comes to loving, she's a human oven, but she's hard to understand. It may sound funny, but paper money burns right in her hand. Her father's name is Burns. He works in a mine, said she ate a box of matches at the age of nine. Flaming Mamie, sure fire man, the hottest baby in town.
The Oriole Varsity 10. Arthur Fields on the vocal of Lena, 1926. And that recording does not seem to turn up in any discographies. I don't know why, and I'm not sure who that is. It sounds a bit Fred Hall-like. Perhaps it was. Or perhaps even Harry Reeser. But it being on Oriole, I don't think it was issued anywhere else. So I will let those who are familiar with that particular session inform me. It seemed to have been, it was on the other side of a Sam Lennon group, so I don't think that sounds like Sam Lennon, though. Coon Sanders' original Nighthawk Orchestra, Joe Sanders singing Flame and Mamie. That'll warm you up. 1925. Yes, indeed. Is it warm in here, or is it Flame and Mamie? That was in response to a request for Coon Sanders, and there it is. Fleetwood Orchestra, Cover Me Up with Sunshine, 1926. And this is Radiola. And, yes, I'm not sweating. It's just, you know, it's nice. It's mild. It's March and it's 60 degrees. It's wonderful. Oh, yes, and that's fine with me. And this is Radiola, and this could be a rather warm show. Bree Benton sang this song in her presentation, I'm Going to Run Away. Lou White on the organ and Frank Munn, I believe, singing from 1927. And this is one of my favorite songs, so we're going to start out with it, Just Like a Butterfly.
I wish I were a little birdie too, just to have a little bird's eye view. view of a place I knew away up, way down south. Bird's eye view of my old Kentucky home. Oh, Mammy, what I do for a bird's eye view of a place I knew where the sunflower grew. Just a bird's eye view of my old Kentucky home. My old Kentucky home. Oh, what I do for a postal card on a picture card of the old backyard and the golden rod in my old Kentucky home. My old Kentucky home. Somewhere a voice is calling, a voice is calling, there's where I'm gonna roam. You know the birds are glad, cause they have some view, Lord, I'll be sad till I get one too. Just a bird's eye view of my old Kentucky, way down south in my old Kentucky home. Oh, Mammy, I saw a lot of little birds today, getting set to fly away. Fly away and stay away down south.
Fly away and stay away, away down south.
I wish I were a little birdie too, just to have a little bird's eye view of a place I knew away down south.
Of a place I knew away, away, away down south. What I do for a bird's eye view of a place I knew where the sunflowers grew. Just a bird's eye view of my old Kentucky home. What I do for a photo card, a picture card, my old backyard and the golden rod in my old Kentucky home, my old Kentucky home. Somewhere a voice is calling, calling, there's where I'm gonna roam, you know the birds are glad for the handsome view, but I'll be sad. Get the birds I view of my old Kentucky home. It seems that I hear somewhere a voice is calling me. There's where I'm gonna roam. I'm gonna roam. You know the birds are glad, cause they have some tune. But I'll be sad till I get one too. Just the birds I view of my old Kentucky home. A view of my Kentucky home.
I run the old mill over there at Rubensville. My name is Joshua Ebenezer Fry. I know a thing or two, you bet your life I do. You can't fool me, cause I'm too darn sly. I've seen bunco men, all has got the best of them. Once I met a couple on the Boston train. They says, howdy do, I says, that'll do. Travel right along with your darn skin game. Whilst I was in New York t'other day, was there 3 days and spent 60 cents, just throwed money left and right. Miranda says you won't be there 5 minutes before they'll get your pocketbook. Whilst I fooled them, they didn't get it for 2 hours. Second time I went there, I lost it before I got there. Whilst I stopped at a hotel by the name of Push. Knew 'twas Push cause I seated on the door when they walked in. Whilst they showed me one room, I knew 'twasn't my room cause there was a colored fella in there. I'll be darned if he didn't stand there and pull that room and 6 big men to the top floor. I didn't believe he could do it, but he did. Then they showed me my room. Whilst it was one of the prettiest rooms you ever seen in your life. Had some of them there newfangled lights strung in glass bottles from the ceiling. There wasn't a chance in the world to blow one of them out, so I just stuck my boot over one of them and went to sleep. Then they showed me the gold beds. I had some nice, pretty gold beds. They told me 'twas brass, but I knew 'twas gold. They just told me 'twas brass to keep me from stealing a piece of it. Had some nice white counterpins on it, pillow sockets. It was such a pretty bed, I hated to spoil the bed, so I rolled up my coat and slept on the floor. Then they showed me the bathroom. Whilst it had one of them the white porcelain bathtubs with silver spigots. I just wished it was Saturday night so I could have took a bath. I drove the old mare over to the county fair. Took first prize on a load of summer squash. Stopped at the cider mill coming down by the hill. I come home tighter than a drum, by gosh. I got a darn fool to give away the old bull. Threw my reins right on the field. Got home so darn late, I couldn't find the barn gate. Ma says, Joshua, tain't possible. Well, the swan must be getting on. Giddy-up, Napoleon, it looks like rain. I'll be switched if the hay ain't pitched. Strap in when you're over to the farmer again.
Paul Crutchfield, Uncle Hiram's Trip to the City, Part 1, and Part 2 sounds about the same, but you can get along with just Part 1 here, 1928 on OK, and you recognize the song in there, Well I Swan, done for decades. It was about 15 years old then, I think. The Blue Ribbon Quartet, just a bird's eye view, and those jokes are terrible, by the way. Just a bird's eye view of my old Kentucky home, 1926. And Lou White on the organ, just like a butterfly that's caught in the rain. And Frank Munn was singing that. And sometimes you could easily get caught in the rain. As long as you don't get caught in the snow, you're fine. This is Radiola, and we're caught somewhere in the past, and we don't mind it too much. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm just going to present more interesting material. I didn't realize the song that I'm about to play actually had words to it, and they're very interesting. Apparently, Nacio Herb Brown wrote the words to it. He wrote the tune, of course, and that's the Club Royal Orchestra under the direction of Clyde Dorr. There are no lyrics here, but Bree Benton sang them in her performance, and it was very interesting to hear the words to this because I had no idea what kind of words this song would have. But here's the sneak from 1922.
Thank you.
Herb Weedoff Cinderella Roof Orchestra, Roaming Around, 1925. What a good band that is. Oh, my goodness. Herb Weedoff, those are really nice arrangements, and I think that was the band original. Yes. Guyon's Paradise Orchestra, in the direction of Jules Herbivore, I'm Through Shedding Tears Over You, 1922. And the Club Royal Orchestra, Clyde Doerr, The Sneak, 1922 as well. And it's interesting, all those three bands were named after the venue that they were playing in, the Paradise Ballroom, Club Royal, and the Cinderella Roof. Yes, and Weedoff, that was a good West Coast band. Really enjoyed that. This is Radiola, and our venue is usually right here. It only has a name when I give it a name, and that's it could be called Radiola Manor, for all you know. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm in an undisclosed location, but you probably could find me if you did a little digging. So here's a shovel. Here's a song, Arthur Collins, Wes Ossman on the banjo, and written by that palindromic songwriting team of Esram and Morse. So Esram actually was Mrs. Theodore Morse, but that's who wrote the lyrics, and Theodore Morse wrote the music for When Uncle Joe Plays a Rag on His Old Banjo from 1912, and this is a hot record. Really good stuff here, and here it is.
Well, down in Dixie lived old Uncle Joe. Down in Dixie, that's the place to go. Where you sure will hear some music grand, sweetest melodies in all the land. Well, every night beneath the southern moon, Uncle Joe would play a raggy tune. Things begin to hum when he starts to thumb a rag upon his old banjo. When Uncle Joe plays a rag on his old banjo, everybody starts playing to and fro. Everyone is all around the cabin floor, yelling, Uncle Joe, give me more. Now the folks come to running when they hear that sound, singing and dancing till they shake the ground. When Uncle Joe plays a rag on his old banjo. Well, every night outside the cabin door, you'll see things that you never saw before. Shuffling wing steps and Virginia reels, old ones, young ones are kicking up the heels. Well, Uncle Joe keeps a-playing all the while, raggy tunes and in the latest style. Go on, Uncle Joe, keep on, Uncle Joe, a-plunking on your old banjo. When Uncle Joe plays a rag on his old banjo, everybody starts playing to and fro. Mammy wands all around the cabin floor, yelling, Uncle Joe, give me more, give me more. Well, the folks comes a-running when they hear that sound, singing and a-dancing till they shake the ground. When Uncle Joe plays a rag on his old banjo, go to it, Uncle Joe, some player, Uncle Joe, eh? He is. Ain't he great on that flukarino? You have some player. When Uncle Joe plays a rag on his old banjo, everybody starts playing to and fro. Everyone is all around the cabin floor, yelling, Uncle Joe, give me more, give me more. Well, the folks come to running when they hear that sound, singing and dancing till they shake the ground. When Uncle Joe, blinkety blink, plays a rag, blinkety plunk on his old banjo.
Thank you. that man of mine I've ever seen. My happiness, it never lasts a day. My heart is almost breaking while I say, a good man is hard to find. You may get the other kind just when you think that he is your pal. You look for him and find him fooling around some other gal. Then you rave, you even crave to see him lay and in his grave. So if your hubby's nice, take my advice and hug him in the morning, kiss him every night, give him plenty loving, treat him right. For a good man nowadays is hard to find. Yesterday my heart from care was free. I sang all through the day. Now the blues have overtaken me since my loving man has gone away. I tried my best to treat him nice and kind, but now these words are running through my mind. A good man, 'tis hard to find. You may get the other kind just when you think that he is your pal. You look for him and find him fooling around some other gal. Then you rave, you even crave to see him lay and in his grave. So if your hubby's nice, take my advice and watch him in the morning and find out where he goes, and take away his money, even lock up all his clothes. So the good man nowadays is hard to find.
Marion Harris, A Good Man is Hard to Find, 1919. I think I've played that on the show before, but can't play that too often. Well, you can't play it. You can play it too often, but it doesn't hurt to play it a few times. Very nice stuff on Victor. Wellesley College Glee Club, 1914. A nice short number there that fits into the show. Neath the Oaks. And they seem glad to be at Wellesley. Maybe there's a reason for that. And Arthur Collins singing, Vessel Osman plunking away and sounding really good there. When Uncle Joe Plays a Rag on His Old Banjo, 1912. And that's a good song. It isn't even that, you know, you expect something like that to get, you know, edgy. And when you deal with minstrelsy, sometimes you have a problem, but there's nothing in there that's particularly objectionable, and therefore, I've played it. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I want to make an announcement about how wonderful it was Sunday. We went to Syracuse again and saw the Bearcat Jazz Band. They were celebrating their 55th anniversary of performing, and Dick Ames is leading them. Still, he was there announcing the numbers and leading the band. He was not feeling quite up to playing the cornet, but I hope you'll feel much better soon. They began in 1957, and they celebrated, and we all celebrated. I'm going to play you a couple of numbers by them that I recorded while I was there. And the first one with Jerry Exline on piano, and tuba, Tom McKay on bass sax, Carl Borick on reeds, Bill Palange on trombone, Drew Freck on banjo, Jeff Stockham on cornet. In this particular instance, we had Rob Robson on second cornet and Mark Adamski on drums filling in. Normally you have Dick Ames and Joe Smithling also in the group. But here they're going to play Mabel's Dream.